From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. A group of U.S. educators recently criticized American university partnerships with Chinese government teaching programs. The Chinese institutes and Chinese classrooms operate in the U.S. and nearly worldwide. They teach Chinese culture and language. The American Association of University Professors says it has concerns about the integrity, the honesty and fairness of these relationships. The Canadian Association of University Teachers already had expressed such concerns. The AAUP says the Chinese state agency Hanban directs the institutes and classrooms. It says a Politburo member and the vice premier of the People's Republic of China direct that agency. The AAUP criticizes most agreements between Hanban and the schools. It says they have made what it calls unacceptable concessions to the political aims and practices of the government of China. The Chinese People's Daily says 440 Confucius institutes and 646 Confucius classrooms operate in 120 countries and areas. The newspaper says 70 are in the world's top 200 universities. Henry Reichman of the AAUP told VOA that the association's concerns are not directed at China. Instead, he said, they are directed at the universities that negotiated the agreements for the programs. He said, if North American media reports are true, the programs often may compromise the freedom of their teachers under terms that are not made public. In his words, we would prefer that American universities, if necessary, renegotiate their agreements with Hanban to make sure that these institutes conform to American academic freedom processes. Noted that the Chinese programs provide teachers from China. He said American universities usually have the right to refuse to hire any of these teachers. But he said evidence seems to show that that right, in his words, has been used rarely, if ever. He said the teachers then are governed by the rules of Chinese universities instead of American universities. Mr. Reichman said, the teachers appear to lack the freedom to discuss issues. The AAUP has called on universities to cut ties with Hanban unless the agreements are rewritten. The organization wants U.S. schools to have total control over teachers and teaching materials. The association also demands that the Confucius Institute teachers have the same freedoms as other university teachers. The People's Daily has denounced the AAUP position. And that's the VOA Learning English Education Report. I'm Jerry Watson.